Innisfail. For the first half of the second annual Battle of the Badges charity hockey game, everything was just fine. There was a packed house at the Innisfail Twin Arena on January 5. Officials with the Innisfail and Area Food Bank and the town of Innisfail were once again thrilled with the community generosity. "To see all the people out here tonight, I think it says a lot about our community," said Cowan. Cindy Massaros, who with town of Innisfail Mayor Jean Barkley had ceremonial puck-dropping duties before the start of the game between Innisfail RCMP and Innisfail Fire Rescue. "It says they know what's going on. It says they want to be out here and they want to be supporting. To be here to support the food drive for the food bank. But for the 1,000-plus community supporters and hockey fans who packed the stands to support an essential community service, the event turned out to be much more. They witnessed a hockey game that went way beyond a bunch of guys just showing up, suiting up and going through the motions on the ice. The crowd was ultimately treated to a real true grit-type sporting event. A barn-burning spectacle that had fans standing and cheering wildly on their feet watching exhausted players in a seesaw battle in the final 20 minutes of regulation and into a 5-minute overtime period. Yes, it was real old-time hockey, and the fans loved every minute of it, especially between players from two teams that have a long historical rivalry off the ice. It was a blast. It must have been a fun game to watch," said ex-NHL pro Noah Welch, who suited up for Innisfail RCMP. "It doesn't matter where you are. There's always a rivalry between police and firefighters, but there's definitely a respect, right? And those guys are awesome and they're huge. They're leaders in the community," added Welch. "I think Innisfail feels like a great little town. I am a huge fan of Innisfail, so I'm just super happy the game was here." Welch's RCMP squad, easy 15-10 winners in the inaugural Battle of the Badges in 2023, was once again dominating play for the first half of the game. The Mounties led 3-1 after the first period. They scored a few more in the second, but Innisfail Fire Rescue found their legs in the latter half of the second. After 40 minutes, the team that was coached by Innisfail Fire Chief Gary Leith was just one goal behind by a margin of 5-4. The final frame was non-stop action with both teams trading leads. The firefighters had an 8-7 lead going into the final minute, but the Mounties tied it up. The game had to be settled with a 5-minute overtime period, which was just fine with the deliriously happy crowd. The action went back and forth again, even if the players' exhaustion was becoming obvious. And then with just 1:43 left in overtime, Innisfail Fire Rescue's Curtis Van Grinsven scored, giving his team a 9-8 victory. "It feels good. I thought the guys played hard. Both teams played well," said Van Grinsven, whose past hockey career saw stints with both the Innisfail Eagles and Olds Grizzlies. "This game was for a good cause, and I was happy to be here." Players from both teams then lined up for a traditional post-game handshake. Leith came onto the ice with the game trophy. His players were not only rejoicing the game victory but also the community itself, including the 1,000-plus citizens who packed a rural Alberta hockey rink to support a cause dedicated to the communities vulnerable. "It was an outstanding game and great service to the community," said Leith, who was joined graciously by Innisfail RCMP coach Ian Immy, the detachment commander, for a post-game interview. "The food bank shelves are going to be really empty at this time of year, post-Christmas. It's a great opportunity to restock them and it serves our community well, and as Ian said, it's been a hard year for most." But Heather Taylor, the food bank's co-coordinator, had only big smiles and resounding pride for her community. She said citizens brought 1,350 pounds of food to the game, and donated $3,349.10 in cash. Taylor added the Innisfail Lions Club gave another $1,000 from its 50-50 draw. The community's past Citizen of the Year said more donations from the game are expected. "The game really added to it. It was awesome," said Taylor. "The thing that I liked most about this year was to see the kids enjoying themselves, seniors enjoying it, everybody enjoying themselves at the hockey game. I still continue to say it's just unbelievable how generous our community is."